Welcome to, this is show number 11, and this is Seedlings at Bit by Bit with Cheryl Oakes in Wells, Maine, and
Alice Barr in Kennebunkport, Maine,
and Buzz Sprankle in South Berwick, Maine.
And this is our New Year's Eve show. And Bob just reminded us that we missed a showtime in November. So we've almost been doing this for a year.
We missed it and we didn't miss it. Because we did a cameo with you on Women of the Web. And so we did do a show. It just wasn't our own show.
Yes. Yeah. True.
So happy New Year to everybody.
And happy anniversary to Seedlings at Bit by Bit. We've kept it going.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And this whole show is really about Seedlings keeping it going because we met at Alice's house for our holiday get-together. And we have Geek of the Week, and Blueberry is very thrilled about that. I'm going to step out.
Okay. So let's paint the picture here. We got together at Alice's house, potluck, wonderful time, and all of the seedlings. How many of us were there?
There were 18 of us.
18 at your house?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, and so we had a huge geek fest, which we do from time to time because, you know, again, we're from Seed, spreading educator development. And when Seed disbanded after the money ran out, our Southern group just didn't want to give up the ghost. So we get together every once in a while, and we had a major geek fest, and we recorded it for a podcast. However, the Adderall that I've been using has been on the blink for a while, and I'm not sure if it's the disc, Alice, or if it's the Adderall. I haven't really tracked it down yet, but basically we had 2 hours of nothing. There was no tape, and it was so sad because this was about a month ago.
It was sad.
And it would have been a really great show because you would have heard all the other seedlings that we've been trying to get on this show, and they really do exist out there. We don't make them up, and now there's no proof of that. So what we're going to do today is kind of piece it back together, the show that never was.
Aha.
Yeah.
But you know what I just thought of? I've seen on some blogs, people put a little audio message link. Maybe that should be part of this particular broadcast, because then the seedlings could come in and leave their own message.
Hear, hear. So leave a GCAS message or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our challenge to the seedlings. Let your voice be heard. And let's see who all was there. We had David Grant.
Sue Palfrey.
Jen Van Dusen.
Woo! Donna Morton. Yeah.
Stephanie Cheney.
Yes.
Ryan Palmer.
Ryan Palmer.
Dan Gagner.
Oh, Dan. Yes.
Deb Barrows. Laura Gere. Who else did we have there? Goodness, can't think now.
Gwen Chrisman came.
Of course.
Bert, yes.
I
feel like we're leaving someone out who didn't have a link. All right, well, we'll think about that. Hey, they can leave their audio message and say, I was there.
There you go.
But we were missing Sharon Betts. She was up in northern Maine and unable to come. But she left a message somewhere on a page.
I know who else was there. Sherry Knowles from York.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Kittery.
Sherry.
Kittery.
Kittery. I always say York, sorry.
Yeah. And I think,
That is it. The only other person who didn't come was Mike Nolet as an honorary seed.
So we have all the links that everybody shared. We just go around the table at this type of occasion, and we're going to kind of direct you to those links and try to remember what people shared, and then you can go to the Bit by Bit blog and explore those links. So who would like to start?
Well, I just need to help set the stage a little bit more, unless you talked about this when I went to let the dog out. This is a huge table, probably 12 or 15 feet long, and all of us have a laptop. There's also an LCD projector and a screen available for us.
In my dining room.
In Alice's dining room. Many, many cords and surge protectors are available to us. And
Lily the dog. And Lily. Alice's husband cooking in the other room.
Yes. Yes.
Chef Jeffrey.
And it's not your regular get together at a, you know, dinner. It's a geek dinner. So now I think we can go ahead.
We're very excited all the time.
Yes.
I usually leave with a huge headache because my brain is just so filled with so much good stuff.
Oh, dear.
All right, here we go. Who wants to do David's link? The first one at the top of the list.
Let's see. I
will do.
All right,
you can go. All right.
No, go ahead.
This is from David Grant, and he works at a middle school in Portland, Maine. And David has had an incredible technology career. And Alice, you're going to have to help me out. A couple of years ago, he spent the year in
Bangkok, Thailand,
as a technology consultant. And so when David came back, he had all these great ideas and really started to work on his school's webpage and turned it into a page that the students really have a lot of ownership in. And it's a remarkable site because of, if you look at the header, the graphic at the top, the story behind that is that the students who are in the window were actually, I think, in a photograph, and then they went and did a beautiful drawing of that King Middle School graphic. And I don't know if I did the story justice, but it's just a great student-owned blog/website. And he did this in Dreamweaver, I believe, and just had some, some great things to say about how he has really given this page to his students and to the school.
It's a beautiful, beautiful site.
The student artwork in it is just great.
Yeah. So that's for anyone to check out, King Middle School in Portland, Maine. And it's a middle school, and he's got different sections of the building as links on the page.
Okay. Who's going to do the next one? Global KC by Sue Palfrey.
I can do that. Global KC is actually a global knowledge community that's a website that's been set up to work collaboratively, with students overseas primarily. I'm just going to grab the little PDF here to explain, which is an opening, of course. But I believe this was set up in Singapore. Do you remember?
That sounds right.
No, I don't remember. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's a group of students, and it's a web-based, computer-supported collaborative learning tool. And I know that Falmouth is involved with this project. It has a framework, actually, for key areas or concepts to be developed. So they have a concept map that you can share with other students. It's kind of neat, actually. I haven't had a lot of time to look at it. Have you guys?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't either.
Okay.
No. But there are a lot of projects, and I remember Sue showed us, like, you can go in and... there's a forum connected with it, and people can.
Right. And you could, it's a collaboration, between China and Hong Kong primary schools. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. So it's really worth taking a look at.
Definitely. Very cool. Okay. And the next one is Second Life. Have you ever heard of that? Jen Van Dusen shared Second Life.
Yes.
I can't remember.
I spent New Year's Eve in Second Life with Jennifer Wagner. Yeah, midnight. Yep,
cool.
It was fun. But go ahead.
I think I heard Jen in there with Dave yesterday on the marathon.
Yep.
Yeah, I listened to that for a while.
Yep.
Very cool. So, yeah, Second Life. Oh man. Just click on that link.
And maybe we can put the article link by Vance Stevens in there about Second
that'd be
Life,
because
that is such a great link.
That is a really good article.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't had a lot of time to spend in there because I barely have time for my first life. But, you know, I still have a lot of hope for where this could go, especially with working with students. And, you know, we haven't actually picked a book yet, but I'm starting a book group in Second Life. So that's kind of neat.
Cool.
So finally I have some purpose there.
Ooh, that's neat.
So, but you know, I think it's going to come. So.
Very cool, Bob.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Next up, Moodle.
Want me to do Moodle?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, Moodle is actually open source software, which means it's usually free. And this is a course management system. So if you've ever heard of something like Blackboard or one of those kinds of tools, Moodle is the same type of thing where teachers can put their course content online and manage it. And I think that people can... have discussions and a forum online for your course, that kind of stuff. And Moodle is still free, so I know that Donna Morton's school is putting a lot of time and effort into using it. That's on Wyndham, so she shared that with us.
Now, last year at this time, there was a lot of controversy that Blackboard was, going to sue these open source management systems. Where is that at? Were they suing them, or were they just giving them heat? Have you heard?
Gee, I don't know, because the Smart Technologies by Blackboard, or vice versa.
Right.
I don't know where they're at.
Controversy, and I've kind of lost track of it. Okay,
I don't really know.
I'm sure people will call in and leave a message or give some feedback. Okay, wow. Cheryl Oates is part of World of Warcraft. I'm sorry, not World of Warcraft. Women of Web.
I want to be part of World of Warcraft, but I haven't gotten there yet.
I actually talked to my wife about that the other night. I said, look, when we retire, how about we both play World of Warcraft? Because I know I won't have time to do it until then.
Right.
When you become the second millionaire in Second Life, you mean?
When I'm old and, you know, I can barely get out of the chair.
No, we'll have moved on to something else by then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. But Women of Web, it just started because Alice Barr and I took a webcasting class through worldbridges.net this summer, and it was a free course, and we learned how to do a live broadcast of a conversation through Skype or Skypecast. And Jeff Lebo always is trying to get more people to have shows on the World Bridges Network. And he kept saying, Cheryl, when are you going to have your show? When are you going to have your show? And I had no time to do a show. But in October, three other women approached me, Jennifer Wagner, Sharon Peters, and Vicki Davis, because they felt there was the women's voice missing at the last NEC conference in San Diego, and wanted to put a proposal together to have a women's panel about blogging and podcasting and web tools for the NEC happening in Atlanta in the end of June. So I said, sure, and, you know, what could I bring to the table with podcasting and blah, blah, blah. Well, we participated in a webcast-a-thon and had a one-hour show for Women of Web 2.0, and it's history from there. Every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have a show on the World Bridges Network.
And it's great.
And everybody... Alice... It's going to be my backup now.
Oh, are you, Alice?
So excited.
I'm on the backup team.
Yes, yes. The backup.
If I could stay up that late. It was great. Yeah, it's really great. I think you guys have done a great job with it. So I hope we get more, even more people.
Oh, and you know, the contrast between being part of Women of Web is I've never met these women except virtually or through the blogosphere. And, you know, there's that camaraderie that the seedlings have. And we only meet face-to-face, you know, maybe two times a year. And, you know, we met a lot more frequently than that when we first started. But it's just amazing that there's the blurring of the line between your first life and your virtual life.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Right, I mean, listening to the four of you, I mean, you sound like you've known each other for many, many years, you know?
Yeah. And it's still so funny. I mean, really, we don't know how many children each of us have. We don't, you know, we don't know the pets. We know nothing, but we have a really good connection and a good broadcast presence, I guess. So...
Okay, you're up again with Search Mash.
Search Mash. Heard about that from Women of Web. And searchmash.com is a URL you can go to. And you can type in quotations, a person's name or a topic. And when you click on, hit this search, it will, if you typed in Bob Sprankle, for example, and... it would bring up the blogs that he's associated with, the podcast, the Wikipedia entries he has, any video that he has associated with him. And it kind of just mashes it all together and puts up the most recent photos he has or the most recent blog posts he has or the most recent video posts he has. So it's just a really dynamic, quick way of looking at mashups, which is... like this new step for the Web 2.0.
And I will say that I just tried to go there, and it's not loading. Now, I've had a little bit of issues today, but it is coming up, sorry.searchmash.com. So hopefully
I just
still...
went to it. I went to it before the show. Yeah.
All right, so what is it, searchmash.com?
Searchmash.com, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not able to. It must be, I have had
must
some issues today, yeah. So, okay, well.
But it's a great, fun site to go to. Impress your friends and neighbors.
Okay, and the next one is me, Protopage. Mm-hmm. We talked about this as a Geek of the Week months ago, but I brought it up again because it's just revved up considerably. So Protopage, I like to use it for the stickies, where you can just move stickies around that could incorporate anything, your own writing, you know, like a sticky would, or RSS feeds or things like that. So this is sort of my virtual desk where I put all my notes to myself that I can access from any computer. But it's really revved up where, you know, now they're incorporating video podcasts right in there. They have games that are coming from a site that you can just put right on, Java games, right on the virtual space and play those right there. So it's really, take another look at it if you haven't gone to it since we talked about it last time. There's tabs where you can have different pages and really great organizational tool. I can't live without it because, you know, I'll be at work and I just leave myself a sticky and then, you know, I used to carry stickies in my pocket. Now I just go home and log on and it's great. To-do list, all those kinds of things. I really like it. And it would be a great way for a classroom or, you know, even a school, I guess, to have a web presence very, very easily.
So, oh, yeah.
So there's that.
And what's the next one?
The next one is Snipshot. And this is an online, I mean, everything's moving to online. You know, it's just so great. And here you can edit pictures right online. And it looks a lot like iPhoto. I mean, you can upload a photo and go in there and fix the contrast, sharpen it, crop it, all those things. And I loved, you know, what Stephanie said. I said, so if you're ever at a computer and you don't have access to iPhoto, and Stephanie said, why would you ever do that? But I thought, you know, for my kids, especially in the lab, you know, they're going to go home and they're not going to have iPhoto. So if I teach them this, they can go home and they have all of that right there. So it's really great. Mm-hmm. Edit pictures online.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of Stephanie.
Speaking of Stephanie. Yeah.
Stephanie has the next link. And Stephanie Cheney is the Northampton Tech Integrator. And she has a great blog that you'll have the link to. But her big project that she brought to us was her fifth grade audio art museum. And it's incredible the energy that she generated from this project with her fifth grade students. It was an integration with the art program, and students visited online art museums. And I can't remember who, did they study one particular person?
No, I think they were studying different various artists and their forms.
Yeah, yeah. And anyways, the entire blog is about the student reflections. The students are really honest in their depiction of, you know, how hard or easy it was for them and how into the, I mean, they went deep into the study of art, and then they recreated pieces of art, which then Stephanie had the students do an audio recording of their reflection and description of the art. And then they had this huge gala event hanging the artwork up, and you could go through the art museum, similar to going to a museum and listening to the students talk about it. So.
And so you're looking at the artwork while listening to the students reflect about the artists that their artwork was based on. Yeah. I got chills from this. I mean,
it's
just so great. So yeah, they had a huge event where people came in and just grabbed the iPods, right, and walked around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And it was a total community event. It started out with, you know, as a project in the art classroom, but the enthusiasm generated just expanded to the community, and what a great idea, Stephanie.
A connection to this that I just saw yesterday is that the Boston Museum of Fine Art has a podcast now that you would download and then take to the art museum and go on your own tour. So, and a lot of museums are doing that now. So,
nice.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, next link is back to me because this came up somehow, and so I get to share again. This is eBoard, and I think the best way for you to check it out is, well, there's a link to eBoard, but you can go to our school site, our elementary school site, which is weskids.com, weskids.com. And if you click on our lab lessons, those are the lessons that I do with the kids in the lab, and I post them on this eBoard, which is really very quick and easy. They look like little stickies, and you could leave notes, and people could respond. And it's sort of like a blog, and sort of like a bulletin board, but very easy, pretty inexpensive. I think we pay $24 a year for kind of you know, the lower end, and I think you could get more space if you pay more, but really, really great. So check that out. It's made my life very easy just updating every week with our lessons.
Yeah, it looks great too.
It does. Great. It's great. I like the way you guys share your work. It's great.
Mm.
Want me to do Ryan?
Yep. Sure.
Sure.
Okay, Ryan Palmer first starts with his own personal website, and Ryan's a technology integrator in I think 4, 5, 6 school or 4 or 5, mm-hmm. And he's trying to educate his teachers. So there are a lot of good links here about Blogger, Delicious, and what is Web 2.0. So that's his site, and he's great about sharing his links. But I think the thing that was really neat about Ryan's share was his 12 Days of Christmas. I just think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
He was having a hard time, or whoa, now you're going to hear it. Can you hear
it? You're
going to
hear the music. No,
sorry.
You can't now.
Oh, you can't hear it?
No,
All right, hold on. I got to close it because, all right. So anyway, he decided for his teachers that they, since his teachers did not have time to find links to integrate in their curriculum, that he would spend one day in each teacher's classroom for 12 days before Christmas. And what he did basically was sit in the back of the room, and as they were teaching, he would go online and find links and find podcasts and find videos of things that would be appropriate in their classroom. And they loved it. So it was great. And if you go to his website, the link there, of course, it'll start playing Christmas time, the Charlie Brown mm-hmm. Christmas time.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Now, Ryan has done a lot of things on his site that would help out a lot of educators. He just wrote a tutorial on something, and I'm drawing a blank. What did he just send us?
Oh.
Was it RSS or? But he's got some really great stuff.
Is it the Wiki Book Talk, that one?
No, I think it was, I don't know, I'll have to scope through it again. Now, this is interesting, too, that I'll bring up with you folks, because I just went to his site, and at the bottom, he has a legal disclaimer, and it says, this website contains links to third-party websites which are not under the control of the Lake Region School Districts. They're provided as a convenience, and we're not responsible for the content, blah, blah, blah. That's interesting.
Yeah,
it is.
I wonder if we should do that. Just seems like a nice, safe net, you know. But yeah, I have not seen that, so that's very interesting. Okay, yeah, check out his 12 Days of Christmas. Very cool. Then he talked to us about Stumble Upon. Want me to do that?
Yeah.
Stumble Upon is pretty cool. I believe it'll work with Firefox and Internet Explorer. I could be wrong about that. But basically, you go and you sign up, and you're able to hit a button for categories that you're interested in, and you can pick those in your preferences. And then it'll just randomly go and grab a site for you. And this I played with this a little bit over the holidays, where I was looking for game sites for kids. And so just, you know, it's sort of like rolling the dice and ending up at a site. And just doing that for like half an hour, because it can become addictive. You're like, all right, three more. I'm going to go three more sites. I found some great game sites for kids, you know, that I've never even come across.
Oh, wow.
So, and then I did it for like just Mac OS. You can set it just for one category and you know, stumble upon there. And then it's got a rating system. You can either thumbs up or thumbs down, and then that will be part of a list, sort of like shared bookmarks, and you could send that to other people or to the community at Stumble Upon. So pretty neat. You know, I think, like, I know at our school, I'm pretty sure you'd be blocked from being able to do this, mm-hmm. you know, with our filter and all, but you know, certainly it's a great way to discover things.
Cool.
And Alice, do you know Short Text?
I just know a little bit about it. Do you?
Because I just went to it.
Me too.
I feel like the Matrix. I just went in. Give me the info.
Yeah, this was it's, some. Go ahead. I kind of remember.
It's great. It's shorttext.com. You can go to this place. It gives you a little text box. and you can write information there, and you can instantly post it to the web. And once you've posted that to the web, for example, I just wrote, this Geek of the Week is great information. And then I can send that out to people because it brings up a little, send this email to your friends, post, give their email addresses and send the email, and off it goes. So just a great way to keep in touch with other folks when you find stuff, instead of copying a link, going to your email, opening that up. It's an all-in-one quick way of sharing information.
And interestingly, it's integrated with Delicious in some way. There's a link to Delicious, and there's also a Firefox extension for it.
Oh, that might be
very cool.
Now, you can also look at the most viewed links that people have put up, and just looking at that, it's, you know, a whole bunch of spam. So there would be that caveat. But but it looks like you can get a custom URL for your links, too. So if I made one page and that page was going to live there, it would cost me $2 a year to just have my URL. So, yeah, that's kind of neat. Very cool.
That's great.
Reminds me of short URL.
Tiny
URL.
Yeah. So. Yep. Ah, cool. So that was another one from Ryan Palmer. Thank you, Ryan.
And then Ryan did a wiki setup for Book Talk, so he's looks like he's getting ready to set up Book Talk between the classes, I think it was, right? Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was just a nice template that he created so that more than one teacher could have access to that.
Right.
Kind of makes more sense than a blog when you're doing a book talk, you know, where people could keep adding, you know, adding and changing and correcting. So, yeah, they were doing it on Miracle on 49th Street. His teacher was doing that. So, yeah, very cool. Good to get that going.
Yep,
and that, that's the next share from Dan Gagner. Want me to do that?
Because
I've been using that a lot.
Oh, have you? Great.
Yeah, I love it. Yep. It is it is like iPhoto for PDFs. And there's things that I wish it did that it doesn't. But, you know, the big push of it is trying not to have any actual paper, you know. So you could scan things right into it and scan them to PDF, and then you can tag them and put them in different albums like you would with photos in iPhoto. And when you do that, it'll make a copy of it and put it in your documents folder under a folder hierarchy. And, you know, just a really great way to organize them. So what I've been using it a lot for is if I'm at a website, and I want the whole website, but I don't want to print it out, then I'll print to a PDF and you don't even have to save it as a PDF. When you go to print and then you have that PDF option in, now this is Mac OS X that we're talking.
Right.
Then you just have this button now that says add to YEP, and it'll actually go and add it, but it won't actually be imported until you fire up YEP. So it just kind of waits there. I would like a system that also kind of brings together other documents besides PDFs. So, for instance, you know, if I have a Word document, once it gets put into YEP, I have to print it as a PDF, and then, you know, I can't go back and change that. But YEP is very nice to just archive all those things. You know, any articles that you might use later on in your classroom, magazine articles, things like that. That's the best way to keep them.
So. Can I just do like a rewind here?
Yes.
Instant replay. Yep. I did not realize once you download and install YEP, which is Mac only, right?
I would think so.
It says universal. But.
Oh, all right. Wow. But in the Mac OS operating system, if you go File, Print, it's an option, add to YEP. I did not realize that was an option.
And it is Mac only. It requires Mac 10.4. And it's universal, meaning it's Intel-based or PowerPC. So, but it's a great app. And it's free. It's totally free.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love it. I've been using it like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Tune Bass FM by Belkin. Dan brought that.
Oh, we were talking about this because everybody was trying to figure out how to use the microphone in the on the iPod, and then we that sort of went off on another tangent here. This is the FM transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're?
Yeah.
Sort of the cream of the crop by Belkin.
Right, and very he thought this was really exceptional in terms of how it, because some of them sound like. Not so good. So
right, and it there was a significant easy factor in setting it up to your car radio station and driving through long distances to keep resetting it. There was something special about that.
That's yeah, right. I think it finds its own blank channel, so you don't have to do that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
And then Jen came back with Boinks, Mouse Posse. Very cool piece of software where you just can turn on, you know, with keyboard combinations, turn on like a spotlight to your cursor.
Oh,
so
that's right.
You can show people when you're working on a projector, you know, where to zoom in their focus.
Mm-hmm.
So very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's $12, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Then we had Miss Deb Barrows. I checked this one out, so and anybody can add to it if they want, but she was completely enamored by Bill Moyers, The Net at Risk. It's a PBS specials, Bill Moyers on America. And so I went and checked that out today before the show. There's a whole section for educators about this video TV show that was shown, lesson plans, classroom discussion starters. It is incredible. Incredible in terms of resources for teachers, extremely scary in terms of the continuing digital divide that not only we're experiencing in America, the United States, but we are now in the middle of the pack worldwide in terms of broadband access for folks at home. Very scary.
Wow. I have to watch that. I haven't gotten to that yet.
Yep.
Yeah. It's PBS, their stuff is so excellent.
Mm.
So much into it.
Yep.
Excellent. Wow.
And then Deb also was at a conference, the Georgia Educational Technology Conference, and ended up meeting my cohorts, Women of Web 2.0. So she's met all of the Women of Web 2.0. And she probably has that only distinction having, really, thinking about that. Anyways, she said that what was great about the Georgia conference is that many of their podcasts are available online. And so... thanks, Deb, for giving us this link, and we can access those podcasts.
Very cool. Well, wow, that is the cornucopia. Did I say that right?
Yes, cornucopia. You did.
Geek of the weeks. And in real time, what did that take us, like 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there was some eating and talking and other stuff. But and again, you know. So sorry the Adderall didn't do it, because it would have been really great for you to hear all the people. And I hope we did their shares justice. And go to the website, and all those links are there.
Go ahead, Alice.
Now what we expect everyone to do is take this month, this new month, this new year, and check all these links out. Try it out.
Right.
And leave us an audio message on the website and tell us what you think.
And what you're doing with them.
Very cool. Okay, well, that ends our first show of 2007.
Yahoo! Happy New Year!
You gonna say something, Cheryl?
Well, I had another link.
Oh, yes, that's right. Someone added one.
No, no. I read about one just before showtime.
Oh.
It was in today's Portland Press. And you know how when you go to these websites that we've mentioned, numerous websites, and you have to give an email address? Well, many people like to give an alternate email address so that you don't get spam in your regular email account. Well, there is, guess what, a great website called 10minuteemail.com. And it's just http://10minuteemail.com. And you go to that and you click on the link.
10 as in the numbers or...
10, yeah. The number, no, the number 10.
Okay.
And it will give you an email address that will last anywhere between 10 and 20 minutes. You get to decide. And so that you can use that to sign up for a website and get your confirmation without filling up your regular email account.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't well, that
you know,
clever?
You know what that is really great for is when we do workshops and we...
Mm-hmm.
We
yes.
Oh, and, you know, I'll use this for Gliffy because I was going to go set up all these accounts for my kids.
Yep.
So that they could get into Gliffy. Wow, that's great. Now they can use this. And
right.
Awesome. Wow. Love it.
Good stuff. All right, so...
10-minute email. All right, I'm putting that right into the show notes.
Excellent.
And the other one was Page Flakes. So
yes.
People can just check that
Sharon.
One out.
Right, an
Sharon.
Alternative to Proto Page.
Proto Page,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, good thinking. Yeah.
A little less, you know, pretty, I guess, is what I want to say. But yeah, I checked that out. It's pretty good.
And that link was from Sharon Betts. She wasn't able to come to the dinner, but she sent a link. Thank you, Sharon.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Seedlings at Bit by Bit. Go to bossfrankel.com for all these links, and we hope you have a great new year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Today's music came from the PodSafe Music Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com.